So, as you just mentioned, I'm a computer scientist, so it will be a bit more oriented on computer science related aspects. But today I will talk to you about semantic-based BIM information modeling and the existing approaches in terms of research projects, but also in terms of standardization approaches. The presentation is divided in three main parts. First, I will remind you what are the different standards that they apply to BIM and what we understand, at least what we in computer science understand by ontology, design, and rule-based reasoning. Second, I will present some research projects I am and I was involved in. And third, you will see a brief depiction of the existing standards at three different levels, international, European, and also national. So first of all, the background, what are the BIM-related standards? So there are three of them mainly, and they are a bit structured like that. So first of all the different concepts that we have in a building information modeling project get to be structured along the International Framework for Dictionaries, which is standardized at ISO 12006. These concepts, words, properties, attributes, they all get specified by domain experts in terms of natural language, so plain English or French or whatever, in what we call an IDM. It's an information delivery manual, and it actually specifies, once again, in natural language, what is expected to be delivered in terms of building information at a specific building life cycle stage. Okay, so for example, for the construction, a specific stakeholder will require that specific information, and the first level it's specified as an information delivery manual. Then the information delivery manuals get adapted as model view definition, which are subsets of the standard open schema for exchanging building information, which is IFC, Industry Foundation Classes. Okay, NVDs represent a subset of the full IFC schema, which is specified also in an ISO standard 16739 from 2018. So the whole process, I just told you briefly orally how it is ordered. You all have some durations behind, so mainly in the planning phase, people would write IDMs that would go along from 6 to 12 months. Then those IDMs get adapted into MVDs, which are specified as XML files. This is mainly pointed at as the design phase. And it goes from 19 to 18 months. And finally, you get the specification of the IFC files, which are actually the files, the digital files, that get to be exchanged among the different stakeholders at the different life cycle of a building. The other part of the presentation, so the other concepts I'm building my research upon, are ontologies. Ontologies, as understood by the computer science community, which are explicit and formal shared conceptualizations of a knowledge domain. Ontology mainly gives you the possibility to specify classes, here in green, and relations among those classes and properties. Oh, sorry, this is also a property and it's also in green. You can specify subclasses of those different classes, and you can have instances of those classes. In ontology engineering, we have a terminological knowledge, which is constituted by the relations and the classes, and the instances are called the assertional knowledge. And the two of them, so terminological box and assertional box, would make what we call a knowledge base. What can one do with such a knowledge base? So we have it here on the right. A knowledge base allows to specify some expert knowledge in a specific domain. It is not limited to building information. It goes on to different domains, as pointed out in the different presentations before. So it can go from archaeology to heritage, etc. On top of such expert knowledge, one can define a set of rules, a set of logical rules to further constrain this knowledge according to some sort of expert reasoning. And on top of the ensemble of knowledge base and the logical rules, we have what we call reasoning engines, which are computer algorithms that must deliver a result in a finite amount of time, so they are not allowed to go on forever. And as an example of all this pyramid of knowledge, I took the example of what we call the facade walls. So at the level of the knowledge base, we can specify that a facade wall is typically the exterior side of a building. We can further constrain this knowledge with a rule saying that a facade wall should have a specific width, for example, 18 centimeters. And the reasoning engine would be used to identify elements that do not comply to the rules defined here. So, for example, we could have a result saying that facade wall number 2 does not comply because it is only 16 centimeter wide instead of 18. So that's a quite simple example of how semantic web technologies can be used in conjunction to building knowledge. Now, more specifically, how does it, how can this be placed compared to what we all know as machine learning, deep learning? All the learning algorithms are part of what we call systems based on semi-automatic learning. Semantic web technologies go on the field of expert systems, and it's what we call program learning because the machine cannot learn new rules. It only applies the rules defined and the set of entailment rules, but it cannot reason beyond what has been specified by the programmer. It has the main advantage of allowing to give an explanation for all the deductions made. It's not like some of the machine learning or deep learning algorithms that are like black boxes and provide results that cannot be explained. So at the level of projects, you have on the lower right and lower part in general, the references to the papers that I am pointing out. So we have adapted the Industrial Foundation Schema as an ontology. It has been done by Building Smart International, which is the organization behind the standardization of this schema. The standard schema as pushed by Building Smart is called IFC-OWL. You can find it online in the different serializations, XML, OWL, and also with its HTML documentation. It has several drawbacks, and one of them is that it is very expressive. Okay, so we have worked on a simplification of this structure and by defining intermediary relations. Thus, we are able to reduce the execution time of queries addressed on top of these models by 88% in average. We have done the same for COBE. COBE is another file format that is heavily used in constructions and for specifying building operations. COBE is based on Excel spreadsheets. So really people put in a spreadsheet the data that has to be handled from one stakeholder to the other. Not only we adapted it as a true ontology, but we also align it with the IFC-OWL ontology as published by Building Smart. So now you can translate from IFC-OWL to COBE. You also have the reference to the paper as it has been published. An ongoing project now funded by the French National Agency of Research allows us to associate knowledge to sensors that we place directly into concrete. So the sensors are conceived with the LAS, which is a laboratory in Toulouse, and they have the same constraints as for satellites. So it means that we associate life durations and batteries that would go beyond 50 years. And the sensor will be in the building and accompany the building for all its lifetime. I am working with the CSTB. We have an ongoing PhD that aims at integrating a building into its wider urban context in order to be able to apply the urban rules, for example, and with a different granularity at different scales. We are also using semantic web technologies for specifying concepts that are missing from today's standards, but are needed by experts. For example, the concepts defined here through a set of logical rules, the concept of building envelope is missing from the original IFC and the official IFC schema. It can still be easily defined with such semantic rules. You can also use semantic web technologies for providing view extraction based on those rules predefined. So here we have an application, and from this existing 3D building model, we are able to extract only the building envelope by specifying the names of the concepts we want to extract. Also with the CSTB, I have worked with them and we adapted the whole regulation, the whole French regulation for fire, in terms of logical rules. Thus, we are able to identify elements of a building that are not compliant in terms of such fire regulation. How are these semantic web techniques used in standards? So there are not many existing standards that really use semantic web techniques, but there's a lot of ongoing work in this field. The existing standards, so the perhaps one of the most known in the building information modeling domain is IFC Old. So once again, it has been published by Building Smart International, which is the association promoting BIM standardization. And it has been constructed as a direct mapping from the official IFC Express schema. So you can find online, there are open converters that allow you to generate IFCO from existing IFC Express. At the level of ISO, there are two things that have been published in two different committees. So on the left side, you have the information container for DataDrop, which is an ontology, a container ontology, and the link set ontology that allows you to specify documents, semantic attributes for documents, and relations among those documents. This is used when two stakeholders need to exchange data in a particular building lifecycle phase. On the right side, you have the work that is done at the level of ISO 15926 and which applies mainly for process plants, including oil and gas production. They have adapted everything using RDFS and OWL, and you can have it online. I put them here, the URL to their webpage. Everything is public and you can see the different models and the different specifications as used. The ongoing work is mainly done at the level of CEN, so that's level European level, and at the level of ISO with the extension of the ICDT. At the level of CEN, two main initiatives that worth be mentioning, the Semantic Modeling and Linking Guide. The idea is to allow a structuring at three different levels in order to provide a very simple description to very more complex, at least, descriptions at level three. It is pushed by the TC 442, the working group number four. And you also have by TC 205, the CEN Energy Management Ontology. We are working, for example, with the UPM, University in Madrid, for specifying such common standard ontology. The extension of ICDD part two, the idea is to further specify what the relations can be between two documents as contained in a container. You have here on the left the list of the different links defined. have identity conflict alternative, we can specify a document specialization of another, and everything is specified in OAuth. As a conclusion, there are a lot of approaches going on, not only on a French level, but also on an international level. So we have the different work I have been doing with my PhD students and with my team, but you also have initiatives such as the linked data implementation for the Unified Code of Units of Measures from Maxime Lefrançois from Mines Saint-Etienne. You have the EduBeam workshop series, which gathers French scientific and researchers that work in this field of building information modeling. On the international level, we have several initiatives that we presented at the level of Building Smart International, but there's also the joint working groups at the level of the ISO tackling semantic interoperability for BIM and GIS, and also the ISO technical report on the feasibility of the geometry ontology, which is ongoing. The results are envisioned to be delivered by November this year. Okay, so I am part of these two groups. And last but not least, we also have a W3C working group, which is going to be made as a working group. Now it's a community group. And we actually have the ongoing related conference, Linked Data for Architecture and Construction, which is going on right now. As an overall view and a conclusion, really, what can I say is that there is merely no need to define any other ontologies. There are already a lot of vocabularies needed out there. And what is missing is mainly links between these vocabularies in order to create some continuum of knowledge and to allow a specific domain implementation or specific domain interpretation. So thank you for your attention. And if you have any questions, either you can put them in the Google Doc or you can send them to me by email, and I would be happy to answer them.